Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back, and we have John W. Spring. And John, there's a lot of issues to talk about here today, and I'd like to get your analysis because you're a very wise man. And again, I want people to realize I learn when I have people like yourself on the show, or people like Lowell Ponte or Gary Richard Arnold. And I also am an analyst that likes to parse things down with logic, common sense, decency, and so on. Now, part of the problem with things like the Khashoggi incident is Americans live in a bubble. They think that other nations allow dialogue in open media like America, and that's not the case. Now, in some countries, even socialist countries like Canada, if I did my radio show live up there, if it's, it's New Day Studios in Winnipeg, I was advised back in 2000, 18 years ago, that my show would be taken off the air, video or audio, and I'd be arrested by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police immediately for criticizing a sexual minority, let's say gay and lesbians, or Muslims, yes. And I would be arrested instantly and put into prison up to 5 years. So now in countries like Saudi Arabia, I don't think it's an anomaly there, or in China, where I have relatives. My youngest sister is married to a man whose mother survived by swimming across Kowloon Bay after all her banker relatives in Shenzhen, just across from Hong Kong, in the revolution in the 40s, she swam across Kowloon Bay and survived and immigrated to Canada. She had her son who married my sister. And so I have a clear understanding, because she traveled around the country as a journalist in China for years, because she speaks all the dialects of Chinese, more than even her actual mother, who was from China. She speaks all the different dialects. She's a linguist. She speaks 12 languages. And my son, by the way, speaks 6 languages. And what happens is that I realize in China, if you're, for example, they got rid of the one-child policy, but they have a two-child, and the second child doesn't automatically get Chinese citizenship. That's why a lot of women are actually flying to, say, Chino, California, in the jet. They might have hundreds of women come over in one shot. They deliver their baby here, and with our current laws regarding citizenship, they basically call them anchor babies. They're born here in America, so they become automatically America. Even if they go back to China and live there 20 or 30 years and decide to come back here to university or work here. And China, by the way, if you have a third child, they will grab you and physically assault you and abort you, even if it causes, right before the moment of delivery, you to bleed to death. So we have to understand that other countries aren't as nice as America. And that includes socialist countries that won't necessarily kill you, but like Canada, even, they'll silence you. So part of our problem is we have blinders on, and we have rose-colored glasses. You think that's a good analysis?
Well, I would also like to use the term, we live in a fantasy land.
Absolutely.
Because especially here in Southern California, perhaps more so than any other place in America, because the people here are so ignorant of the world around us, even other states, and certainly Canada, Mexico, and nations such as Saudi Arabia and China, they know little or nothing about. For example, in China today, over 1 million Muslim people called as or known as Uyghurs.
Uyghurs.
Yeah.
Right. And those are the ones in Western China, up in the Himalayan mountains in Western China, where they consider them basically the scum of the earth, the Chinese government does. And they abuse these people terribly, don't they?
Very, very much so. And this is one of the worst cases of religious persecution in the entire world going on right now. And so little is known about this by most Americans. It's been mentioned a few times in the news.
Well, we mentioned it, but most people don't even. Fox is the best of the regular media, but they won't cross these red lines. We do. We're a red line agnostic, aren't we? We're also box agnostics. We don't believe in boxes. So we're going to bring you to the truth, whether you like it or not. It makes you get nausea or get vomiting or scream that you don't want to hear anymore. You have to hear this truth because the situation, here's the analysis with Khashoggi, and I'll tell you, because my family were Lebanese Christians, they're Maronites. In the 11th century, my ancestor was a general who fought against the Muslims coming through the Shuf Mountains to eradicate the Maronite Christians. And we basically eradicated them. And my ancestor personally killed several hundred of them himself as a general. What you have to understand is most of the countries in the world persecute or silence you. And some of the countries, like Saudi Arabia and China, kill you or disappear you. Like, for example, Brazil or now Venezuela, you'll disappear. For example, they disarm the whole entire population, but they rearm the population, parts or the segments of the population in Venezuela that supported the Maduro government, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And as a result,
the thing with Khashoggi. Khashoggi, as I know, is a 33-year-old. Part of the reason why we have a thing with president, you have to be 35, is if you're not mature enough, you're going to be emotional or hormone-driven. And this guy, the prince of Saudi Arabia, who's not yet the king, he's a control freak. Now, he doesn't necessarily have to order someone, but if he makes an off comment to one of his inferiors that I don't like to be criticized, and he's being criticized a lot by trying to get rid of Wahhabism, by trying to allow women to drive, by trying to also stop criticism of his government to things that they do that are not good. Like, for example, they've gone on with American armaments and been killing Yemeni people and citizens and civilians. And that's because America continues to arm the heck out of Saudi Arabia, and their attitude is, we're just going to go in and kill all these guys. Now, people don't realize there's around 5 million Yemenis that work in Saudi Arabia in various industries, construction or whatever. So a lot of the Yemenis actually are working citizens inside Saudi Arabia. Isn't that true?
Yes. And, of course, other places...
We're collaborating in the genocide of the Yemenis because they're allied with their ally, Iran, which we're deathly against. And we're letting the Saudi Arabians do things to various people, including their own citizens, where I think there's several million Saudi Arabians are basically on the verge of total starvation. But we don't intervene with that at all, do we?
We don't collaborate
because the Special Activities Division of the CIA, or SAD, that was modified by JFK and was actually the SAD who was involved with the other elements that actually killed him. The SAD last year, and I have this from a Berger and classified sources, in November, tortured all the Saudi Arabian princes at the orders of this prince, and tortured also Lebanese people, senior political people. One of the Saudi princes was actually tortured and died during the procedure because he had a heart attack. What they did with Prince Alwid bin Talal, who's trying to turn Saudi Arabia into a tech place because he's more advanced than Saudi Arabian and very wealthy, he owned 5% shares of Apple and Facebook and so on. They tortured his daughter first, then they tortured him last November, and then blackmailed him into actually taking Alex Jones off of the social media. Now, Alex is the number one on the planet conspiracy theorists, and there's conspiracy theory is one where there's sufficient evidence you can at least raise questions. Now, sometimes Alex will make conclusions before he has enough evidence, but he asks really good questions. The problem is, whether you're in a socialist country like Canada or Europe or a totalitarian monarchy like Saudi Arabia, asking good questions is considered an act of violence against the state. And you'll either be silenced like in Canada if you criticize Muslims or gay and lesbians, or you'll disappear. You'll kill. They'll kill you. Or you'll be de-licensed. For example, the licensing authorities, we use it as a basis of persecution. And I went through that personally with the State Board of Medical Examiners in Colorado when they didn't want me praying with patients or traveling with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel. They were very angry about that. So you have to understand, it's not just silencing, it's shaming, it's de-licensing, it's other things that happen even here in America. So I'd like you to come back. I want to hear your analysis, because I think we need to make certain, not Turkey arresting or detaining these people. Saudi Arabia needs to turn over this entire team for us to research, go through the judicial process, to determine whatever punishment, whether it's imprisonment or execution, they deserve. And we need to put them on notice that we're going to have a monitoring system, check the balances to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I want to fill in a few more details here, and then I want to get your opinion. Most people aren't aware that Wahhabism started in the 1920s in what I call Londonistan. We got a Pakistani mayor of London, but it started long before that, about 100 years ago. And it was exported back to Saudi Arabia. Now, since the 1970s, according to even the Prince Salam, that he's trying to return it to pre-1970s, where it didn't get so extreme. Wahhabism has gotten much more extreme, not only in Saudi Arabia, but all the countries they've exported to, including you can find Wahhabistic mosques all across America and Europe, funded by the Saudis, spreading terrorism. Now, we don't talk about this. Not only that, people have to understand the kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the state of it's a real hell. It's not Israel. It's a real hell. Are both run by the Special Activities Division of the CIA. They're not independent kingdoms. They'll say they're a kingdom, and they have a series of kings and princes, etc. There's 18 different princes, princeshoods, if you want to call it, inside Saudi Arabia. And that's why this current prince is a control freak, tortures them all to make sure they stay in line. This is policies of allowing him to drive and try to get rid of Wahhabism, because he knows on the stage of being an ally with Israel, you can't have Wahhabistic schools. They're going to try to attack Israel, where Saudi Arabia and Israel are lockstep trying to protect themselves from Russia and Iran. They're arming to the teeth with advanced weapons to take out and destroy Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and all the other allied countries that are Sunni Shiites. And a Sunni Muslim. And what's going on now is we're actually getting a warm-up toward Armageddon. And we have actually been collaborators with Saudi Arabia, because we looked the other way when they disappeared journalists or where they spread Wahhabism. And so this issue with Khashoggi is just a period on a long paragraph of things we've looked the other way on, isn't it?
Yes. And as a result of looking the other way, we are more or less giving them the green light to continue with their extreme Wahhabism and policies which we would not tolerate here in America.
We have a problem. We have two allies, Israel and Saudi, that if some of these sub-kingdoms or their advanced weapons, which they buy from us, are turned against Israel, Israel will nuke the hell out of them. And the problem is, people don't understand this, that as we're seeing, for example, a dialogue with Russia, Putin's lying through his teeth, this SOB. They've been violating the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty of 1987 for years with a high-speed cruise missiles and all kinds of advanced intermediate range missiles. And then they try to point to us and say we're doing it. And then China has the nerve to actually open their mouth, but they don't even have a signature to stop the proliferation of intermediate short-range nuclear weapons, including weaponized islands in the South China Sea. These maniacs, that's why I'm totally in agreement with Donald Trump that we need to tear up this strategic arm limitation treaty and call them to task and build the Brilliant Pebbles anti-missile systems. And also, once we have it, we should spread it like the LaRouche Foundation. So any country that's a co-signature of our strategic arms limitation will also have missile defense. So we can't kill each other. If there's a thermonuclear war, it'll destroy the biosphere. So what I see happening is Trump is the first one, first non-politician to actually do this. Now, the man doesn't know everything. He needs to have you and I and other experts as his Samuel counsel, because the man was screwed up on 5G network and now toilets and tap water, which he's screwing up majorly royally on. And he misunderstands. He can't say, I just disagree with what's going on. He can't pull out of the arms sale society, but you sure as hell can make sure that you get all of that team shipped to America for judicial action and or permanent imprisonment and or execution. I need to put him on notice. We're going to have a system so this kind of thing can't happen again. A journalist can't be killed either by a direct order or a rogue comment by these maniacs. And the same thing needs to happen with China and other countries like Venezuela. How many Venezuelans want to have nuclear weapons from Russia or China so they can nuke America for themselves? This is a fact, isn't it? And just like Putin is visiting that that place in Nicaragua, what's it called? Puente. That's long airline. The long airstrip, which is basically designed to bring in Russian nuclear submarines and then missile systems to attack America from the south. So all these people are lying with their teeth. We're living in a dream world. And maybe this thing with Khashoggi will crystallize the fact we're not only lying to ourselves, we're actually putting the world in danger by not taking action. And it says in the Bible, you're neither salt nor light, what use are you? You're fit to be thrown out. So our previous so-called politicians like Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., right back to Kennedy, who screwed up by increasing the powers of the SAD and causing more havoc in the Middle East, has actually amplified the problem and made it more likely to have a thermonuclear war down the road, isn't it?
Yes. We're very close to many wars. In fact, I think the next topic you want to get into is probably the dealing with the migrants from Central America. And
that's really easy to solve that, isn't it? I have a plan. I've had experts on this show to talk about the Bracero program. We need a Bracero 2 program, but we have to understand why these kingdoms like Honduras and El Salvador are collapsing. They're collapsing because the same group, the SAD, are involved with a $2 trillion drug trade that actually collaborates with directly these criminals in Mexico and Central America and South America. They're bringing in drugs that goes into off-the-budget projects, including dumps or deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, genetic engineering, and all kinds of advanced weapons, including nearer space weapons and satellite-based weaponization of space. And most of the stuff is the need to know basis, so the president doesn't necessarily know about this, including things to stop weather systems from hitting us, like the one heading toward Mexico or the one that recently struck the panhandle of Florida. It's not my feeling that Donald Trump really knows what the hell is going on. His behavior tells me he's not fully informed. And that's really dangerous because he's not informed, okay? The man is trying to do what he can, but he's not informed, and he's also not a Christian yet. We can help him to become a Christian if we actually get to talk to the man face-to-face. But he's not there. He's a patriot. He's a do-gooder American. But he's also a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason, and he's been distracted by the philosophy that if you do what's right in your own eyes, it's good, and it's not. The definition of good in the Bible is to do what is God designated. I say the only way to do good is to do God, add an extra O. And so Donald Trump is misabusing his own intellect and his tax and business. He's fooling us by thinking he's fully informed when he's not, either about Khashoggi and about the fact of not only this kingdom probably starving their own citizens and torturing people. You know, the highest event in Riyadh is far more prepare execution of people than violence the state, isn't it?
Yes.
Dismemberment and decapitation events are the top event in Riyadh every Friday.
Yes. Well, getting back to what you were saying earlier about Khashoggi, this is a complex situation. We have a very close ally, Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, and we have a very strong...
It's easy to deal with it. It's very easy to deal with it. You simply put them on notice. We want the team turned over to us, not Turkey. We want to have a process and agents collaborating to make sure these kind of signals aren't given to their functionaries that can go and kill someone like a journalist anywhere in the world. It also sends a very bad signal. If America tolerates this, any country trading with or not trading with us can kill journalists that criticize any state on earth, not just the Saudis, the Chinese, or the Maduro government in Venezuela or anywhere. So if we don't handle this properly, it's a bad signal, isn't it?
Yes. A very serious situation.
So it may be complex, but there's a simple solution to it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Putting your words in about what you think about Saudi. I think the solution is very straightforward, but I don't think even though you have a person like Donald Trump, he's going to do all the steps correctly unless he talks to people like you and me that know the inside of what's going on. And tell him the historical facts about this, too, about Wahhabism originating not in Saudi Arabia but in London with British intel. The British, of course, have added again with the Russiagate garbage. It all came out of the British intel, didn't it?
Yes. What we need to understand and act upon, Dr. Deagle, first of all, is to be aware of the fact that most of the people in the Trump administration are incompetent and completely unaware of what the situation is.
Or they're globalists and they're evil, like John Lightning.
Yes.
He's the CPAC. Was called the Project for the New American Century, basically, or people like Nikki Haley, who's a heartless bitch from hell, who doesn't give a damn about the Saudi Arabians or Syrians when she's authorizing a missile strike or making all kinds of threatening comments. And then when you have a real issue like 9/11, for example, most of the so-called pilots in 9/11 that were supposedly flew these jets in, and I was an Air Force Academy doctor taking care of the top pilots in the world, Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. I asked my pilot friends, because I've been a civil aviation examiner for many decades, it's impossible for these people who couldn't fly a Cessna to fly a jet into these buildings. So they were actors, and a lot of them were actually recruited from Saudi Arabia because we have this dialectic. And even the Congress were lied to enough. They allowed a lot of pass so that American citizens could sue Saudi Arabia for recompense from Saudi Arabia for killing their husbands and their wives and their relatives in the World Trade Center towers, supposedly because Saudi Arabia did 9/11. Saudi Arabia had nothing to do with 9/11. Was done by us, the Special Activities Division. We hired actors, and the buildings had advanced munitions, including micro-nukes and RDX that cut the outside joists. The building would fall and vaporize 40% of the mass of the building to an atomic vapor. So because
you're
we didn't face
9/11,
we have Khashoggi because we didn't face 9/11. We have lawsuits against Saudi Arabia that had nothing directly to do. But they're just a functionary of the SAD that runs the state of Saudi Arabia. They're on a very short choke chain. And Saudi Arabia knows it. That's why they're terrified, including the king right now, about his son. They're terrified about America pulling because they realize that if Russia and Iran is fully weaponized with their nukes at the Bashir reactor, the kingdom of Saudi Arabia will go up in a vapor cloud.
No. Yes. But if I may get back or digress briefly to what I was saying earlier, keep in mind that, bless you, that our national security advisor, John Bolton, or the president's national security advisor, is a member of the CFR. Secretary of Transportation, which also controls the U.S. Coast Guard at this time, Elaine Chao, is a member of the CFR and has some questionable ties with the People's Republic of China.
Of course they do. That's why we permit China to do things like their second child policy doesn't give them citizenship automatically. You allow them to fly to America and become proxy citizens as anchor babies. Or if they have a third child and they get pregnant,
yes,
we allow China to persecute even our tech companies like Google. Won't do a contract with the Pentagon, but they'll do a contract with China to persecute Chinese citizens. So if they get so many bad points, they can't get on a plane or train or even get a job. It's disgusting.
Right.
And it's our government and our special intel agencies that are directly collaborating that created 9/11, that created the disaster of Israel, it's a real hell, and the disaster of Saudi Arabia. And we're marching step by step by step, including arming our enemies to make certain Russia, by the way, was armed by America. They couldn't make nukes on their own without our help. And we transferred not only centrifuge technology, but nuclear technology, so they became a nuclear power. And now they're terrified about Hamas. Russia ran October 2017 ran a simulation with a quarter of their population, 40 million Russians, simulating a world war where we would nuke their cities. And to be honest with you, they should fear us because the powers that be are not just Donald Trump. It's the intel agencies and these globalist organizations that want us to march toward Armageddon, don't they?
Yes. But, you know, the list goes on. For example, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, he was a Bilderberg attendee recently.
Right.
Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin.
Mnuchin, yeah. Who, by the way, is reading meeting right today in Saudi Arabia with the prince.
Yeah. Now, this guy not only is CFR, but he's skull and bones.
Yeah, and, yeah, right.
And
he's sworn an oath to the goddess Nu and to Lucifer himself is what he's done. He's a skull and bones guy.
Right. And then we have Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, a Bilderberg attendee.
Right.
Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Powell is a CFR member. The Federal Reserve.
But you're never going to hear these. You're never going to hear these things on Fox News, even though they're the best of the lot of their media. They're never going to talk about these things that you and I will talk about on air, will they?
No. And Jerome Powell is the Federal Reserve Chair is also a member of CFR. The Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, not only is a Bilderberg attendee, but he is formerly very well connected with Rothschild. Think about that for just a moment. Rothschild is one of the most diabolical finance organizations in the entire world. And,
well, that's why the Rothschild people don't realize the entire currency of Europe, which is the euro, has the stamp of the Rothschilds on it. It's not a European currency. It's a Rothschild currency, isn't it?
Yes. And
people don't know this. And by the way, they have their proxy because the one that controls the Rothschild is the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus of the Vatican. And the current pope is the head of the black pope nobility that literally runs the world through controlling 90% of the world banks. And the rogues are Russia and China that won't agree to their banking structure. And so the Mark of the Beast comes under America, but its actual author and controller is the Vatican that controls the Federal Reserve System and this entire mess. And the Rothschilds and even the so-called Sabbatean, atheistic, and the Druidic Jews that are apostate right now work directly as proxies under the Vatican. They're not operating on their own. The Vatican controls everything.
Yes. And as a result, Dr. Deagle, it's going to be quite a challenge, first of all, for us to be able to meet with the president. And if indeed we do, we're going to have to convince him that practically all of his closest aides and members of his cabinet Yes.
His silence. See, the problem is he can't be putting out fires by telling people, I'm not going to do this or that, and fire people like that guy last year when he hit the Syrians. They wanted to put 250,000 troops in Syria. It's like, are you kidding? Then also they wanted to do other things. We could put Russia on notice, for example, tearing up this strategic armament limitation treaty is a good idea and make a new treaty, but we need to have on-the-ground verification that Russia's not building advanced, not just scalar nuclear weapons, but scalar weapons in space or bioweapons, because they even a lot of these places like in Cuba, where people are getting sick, or foreign aides are working in Cuba, those are Russian scalar weapons that are making those people ill, aren't they?
Yes, Nicaragua is probably going to be reactivated at Punta Huete very soon, and we'll have another missile crisis on our hands.
But 5 years ago, I notified the U.S. government that there was a missile. I started having visions, and I verified it through my classified sources, that there were Guatemalan-Mexican border, where a lot of the people came up from Honduras, that the Russians put a nuclear missile on the Guatemalan-Southern Mexican border. In the jungle there. They went in and got rid of them. Now, this is not the first time. You notified the kind of Kennedy and his government. And luckily you were quiet, otherwise it would have silenced you, they would have killed you. So you didn't get all the kudos for what you did, but you actually stopped the nuclear war back many years ago. You know, how many years ago is it now? 60 years ago?
A
long time.
About 56 years ago.
It's close. That's a long time ago. Back in a moment with more of John W. Spring and the truth, not watered down with the full ugly truth.
Hear that?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're not going to hear this information, right, John, elsewhere. And I'd like you to collaborate and tell me what else, because I honestly think, how can you have people surrounding you like Donald Trump with all these devils and luciferic maniacs belonging to secret orders and do God's will? How can you have a constitutional republic based on the Bible when you have people that are luciferic Satanists around you, right?
It's almost impossible.
Impossible. And that's why I said that Donald Trump, I support him. And I would vote for him, but I'm praying for the man that we eventually can talk to him, because he needs us to save not only his soul, but the soul of America, because we're not only the daughter of Zion, or God wants us to return, because we're, I call it Ephraim America. We're the apostate Ephraimites who came from Eshbahan and are now went to Europe and brought and founded America and the nations, the five eye nations of Canada, the United States, New Zealand, Australia, etc. But we're also, and Britain, but we're also the most evil nation in history. We're not only the best nation on earth, but we're also the most evil, devilish nation on earth. That's why the mark of the beast is going to come from America. It's not going to come from Britain. Britain and the Pope will be authors of it, but the functionary that's going to force it on the world is the United States of America, period.
Yes. And this is why it is so important. And I hope we can get some support from your listening audience.
They're afraid to call in because they think Dr. Deagle will do an intellectual vivisection on me if I disagree with him. I don't mind if you disagree, but support it with logic and common sense. But people have opinions that are based, like the Democrats right now, based on emotion and on dialogue, dialectics. And then we have the sneakiness of the Republicans, like John Lightning Bolt and Nikki Haley and others, that are totally basically in the back pocket of these Luciferic secret orders. And they try to tell us they're doing good, like at the same time Donald Trump is making the economy better. He's moving 5G network until it's a tap water. And he's doing things like he wants to look the other way in the sense about Saudi Arabia. At the same time, he knows that this empire supports Wahhabism. He knows that even this prince is actually trying to get rid of some Wahhabism. Did you know that? And that's why it's my opinion that the murder of this guy Khashoggi was probably not directly put forward by the prince, even though he didn't like being criticized. It was probably by the SAD, Special Activities Division, because they want a dialectic of conflict with Saudi Arabia. They want us to get deeper into a morass. For example, you saw this with Hillary Clinton, with Libya.
Yeah.
We saw after the leader of Libya gave up his weapons, we killed him in the back of a truck with a steel rod, and she said, we saw he died. And she cackled so well that she should have sold that cackle to Hollywood and would have made some serious money that she could have put in their foundation.
Right? We have to also keep in mind, Dr. Deagle, that this came at a very strategic time.
Because there
are things happening here in the Western Hemisphere which have been neglected so long, and in all probability, the caravan migrants from Central America will start arriving at our U.S. border with Mexico just about on Tuesday, on Election Day.
Right.
And,
this is all by design, by the way. These billionaires are doing this because these maniacs, people like Beto O'Rourke and Kristen Sinema, and her name is good, Sinema. In other words, she sins a whole lot, right? These maniacs don't have ethics. They don't have logic. These aren't even common, decent Americans that want rule of law or the Constitution. They want a world where they can Venezuelize America. So we have 100 million people that arrive from countries that we've destroyed because their SAD collaborates with cartels that are destroying their country with criminals. The reason why these people can't stay in their country is partly because we have intel agencies that are collaborating with the cartels that are destroying their country. So we are actually the cause of a lot of the problem why the Central American economy and their countries are collapsing. And now they're saying, and Trump is saying, I'm just going to withdraw and take the cash away. No, you don't take the cash away. You make sure the cash goes to the right thing, and you get rid of the cartels. And you get rid of the SAD, the Special Activities Division, that's not now, quote, under the control of the president, was actually doing lots of evil damn things, and probably was the functionaries that killed Khashoggi. I'm willing to bet it was the SAD that did it, not this prince. I'll put money on it.
I concur with you. And
I don't think. Well, okay. Why would Assad, for example, bomb this place with the chemical weapons when he's already winning? Why would the prince who wants to get rid of the Wahhabism and give women the right to drive? Why would he go and kill this journalist who's still criticizing him? No, this is a dialectic set up by someone who wants to manipulate the situation for their ultimate goal, which is to create more dialectics of chaos and destruction in the Middle East and the world, isn't it?
Yes. Now, in the meantime, Dr. Deagle, we need to inform our listening audience that this forthcoming election is going to be very critical, and the situation could be very crucial at the same time. And
you know, I'll tell you what it's going to do. Let me tell you what it's going to do, though. You can try to impeach the president, but without the Senate, you're not going to do anything. So all it will do is it'll guarantee that Donald Trump will become basically an unstoppable force. And if the people around him continue to advise him, like John Lightning Bolt and other maniacs that are CFR, Donald Trump will be laying the groundwork for the tribulation and the New World Order. Because it's not going to come from Russia or China or other countries, is coming from America. If America mobilizes all of its intellectual and scientific and geopolitical force, the world will shake in fear because literally this country is run by Lucifer. And in your high-level secret order, including someone that's well-intentioned like Trump, you're not a Christian, you're a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason, you're going to do what's right in your own eyes, even if it makes people wealthier, but it's going to move you step by step by step towards the tribulation. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, and this election, this coming Tuesday, will
guarantee
be decided.
It'll guarantee his re-election. If Nancy Pelosi becomes the the Speaker of the House, if she uses what she says she's going to actually do these this legal thing of subpoenas and so on, she's going to actually try to blackmail the president, and the result will be the Democratic Party will commit suicide, and it'll guarantee that Trump will become a totalitarian dictator with his maniac globalist around him. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're,
that's why he's
and they're
going to make, he guaranteed the Jews 2 years ago, he's going to rebuild the temple like King Herod Agrippa, and he will set up with the Jews, I call this a real hell, to set up the abomination that desolates. In other words, he is an exact parallel to King Herod Agrippa that killed John the Baptist. This is what's happening with Donald Trump, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. But before that happens, because the Democrats have strongly emphasized the breaking down of the borders, and if all chaos breaks out this coming Tuesday, there's going to be a great reverse and a stronger alliance nationwide towards Trump. So,
absolutely. In fact, it'll guarantee the revolt against the Democrats and these maniacs will become so violent that a number of states, including Texas, might even start the process of trying to secede. I don't think they will. I think what you'll see is you'll see Trump have a massive sweep, but the danger of that, if he's surrounded by globalists, he's going to sweep into power as a functional dictator of the world, not just America. People don't understand this, do they?
No, they don't. And this is why it's so important that we become informed. Take the time to read behind the headlines.
And also realize you're being constantly manipulated. You're being manipulated by being a Democrat or Republican. Realize that if you go to the Satan's Walmart of geopolitics, he controls every brand. They all have a little stamp on us that are approved by Lucifer, the god of light. How's that?
Yes. Yeah, very well put.
The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, or the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, or the Communist PLA, or the Russian Duma, etc., they're all approved by Lucifer. Just like the statements made by Lucifer when he told Jesus, if you worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. It hasn't changed, has it? And
it
people underestimate the power of the intellect of Lucifer, don't they? They don't realize he's the most intelligent created being in the universe. He's not infinite like God, but he's the most intelligent created being. That's why mankind is a play toy for Lucifer, but not for someone like me, who's called as an apostle and a prophet, because God's given me God knowledge to understand these things and give a few people that are ignorant and being manipulated by the left or the right and worshiping somebody like Donald Trump now, like this big conference for Cruz. They don't understand that while the man is doing great good to bring the economy back and so on, he's doing unbelievable evil too, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And they don't see it, do they? And we need to pray for the soul of Donald Trump, because if that man's soul goes down, millions, maybe billions of people are going to be separated from God for eternity. We need to pray for Donald Trump. We need to pray.
Yes, we do.
Instead of Trump and Oki, he becomes a real live Christian man. He's not there yet. He's
right.
Not.
We've got to pray that he gets discernment. Yes.
We want to make sure he's not like King Herod Agrippa, where he dies with worms in his body and separated from the Creator God for eternity and creating Armageddon. That's what this man is going to happen to Donald Trump. If he doesn't repent and turn to God instead of his own wisdom and manipulation by all these globalists around him, he's going to set the stages for the tribulation, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And you can see it with this Khashoggi event, with 9/11. He's a builder. He knows 9/11 was an inside shop.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.